T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Tannenbaum time again. And this year's Rockefeller Center Christmas tree is coming all the way from Florida. Florida, New York. That's where we find 1010 Winds newsman Glenn Schuck live this morning. Glenn?
And a little chilly here this morning, John. So many New Yorkers, of course, head to Florida for the winter. But this snowbird is 77 feet tall and headed south for the winter to Rock Center. 14-ton Norway spruce from the home of Carol Schultz, who we'll meet a little bit later this morning. And we always catch up with Eric Pause. His job is, of course, to find the perfect tree.
It's kind of cool this year. They had sent the tree in earlier, back in 2010. They sent a picture to the website. Early this spring, I was driving in Florida, and I saw the tree off in the corner there, and I, you know, there wasn't a direct route to it, so I had to, you know, figure out my way back to the tree. And when I spoke to them, they were like, oh, we sent it in, and I was like, oh, great, I just found it too. So that means it was destined to be there.
Now, the lighting ceremony, John, is set for December the 4th this year. The tree is actually going to stay in place until January 17th, so plenty of time to check it out, and they'll start cutting it down around 8 this morning, and we'll be here. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, live with the famous tree here in Florida, New York.